America weekend.
Hi, it's Valerie Smaldone. How are you doing this weekend? I wonder if you're sitting around thinking, what are we doing for vacation? You know, most people plan vacation way in advance, but some of us do it very last minute. And you may be thinking, you know, the summer's here. Maybe in a few weeks we should think about going to a beach, going to the water, something. And if you haven't made those plans, maybe right now you're thinking about that. So this may be a very timely little piece of information that I'm going to share with you. If you're a beach person, and I'm sort of a beach person, I don't love the beach. Like I don't have to be at the beach every time it gets warm, like some people rush to the water. I enjoy it. I don't really care if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. I like it any time of year. In fact, I prefer it in the colder weather. But some people are incredibly passionate about beaches, and they feel compelled to be by the beach at all times. So there's this guy named Stephen Leatherman who calls himself Dr. Beach. That's what he goes by. And this guy, Stephen Leatherman, is a professor at Florida International University, where there are plenty of beaches, right? He, every year, compiles a list of the top beaches in the United States. And I don't know how it changes from year to year. It seems like it might be the same list every year, but he just released the top beaches of 2016. So with that in mind, I thought I would give you some hints, and maybe you can play along, as to what you think is the number one beach location, where in the country. So, you know what, I'm going to scan through to some other beaches, and we'll get to number one in a minute. Let's go to number 10. And the number 10 beach is in South Carolina. I actually was at this beach. It's very pretty, Kiawah Island, and the beach is Beachwalker Park. Beachwalker is number 10 on the list of best beaches. Kiawah Island is known for its golf. A lot of golfing goes on there. It's quite a quiet place. But I'll tell you something. When I went to this beach, I couldn't go to the beach because it was infested with huge black bugs. I don't know what kind of bugs. I think they told me at the time they were palmetto bugs. And the palmetto bugs live in the palm trees. They're huge. And they were all over the beach. And it was very unattractive. So I never got a chance to enjoy this beautiful beach on Kiawah Island. They don't tell you that part. It looks pretty, but they don't tell you about the big palmetto bugs that may surge onto the beach and make it impossible for you to enjoy it. So that's the number 10 beach. And then there's a beach in Florida and number 9. Then there's the beautiful Southampton Beach in New York. That's in the Hamptons. Coronado Beach in California in the San Diego region is very, very beautiful. And a very historic resort is over there, Coronado Island. And then another one on the Gulf Coast of Florida, another beach there, as we start to think about getting to beach number one. Cape Cod, that's a pretty beach. That's very lovely. I like to go to Cape Cod in the fall, and I like to walk the beach at that time of year. So that is a lovely beach. We have the Outer Banks of North Carolina. There's a beach there that Dr. Beach has indicated should be on the list, and it's on his list, so I guess it is. All right. And then we have this beach is in Maui in Hawaii. It's beach number 3. Kapalua Bay Beach, that's number 3 in Hawaii. And then we have another beach in Florida. A lot of beaches in Florida. And maybe that's why he calls himself Dr. Beach, because he's at the Florida International University. So I think, what did I list? 3 or 4 beaches that are in the Florida area. A couple in the Carolina area. And finally, beach number 1 on Dr. Beach's list is another one in Hawaii. It's Oahu's Hanaoma Bay near Honolulu. It is number 1 on the list of best beaches listed by Dr. Beach himself, Stephen Leatherman, who does this every year. Hopefully your beach was on it. I'm Valerie Smaldone. American Weekend. American Weekend. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058, use promo code AW, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Would you like to get out of debt? You can do it in three simple steps.
First, pick a target. Say it's $50. Find a way to save that amount this month.
Second, find your lowest balance debt. Add the $50 to your regular payment. Month by month, you'll pay it off.
Third, double down. Take the money you were paying on the old debt. Add it to your regular payment on your next lowest balance obligation.
Keep going until you're debt-free. This process is called the debt snowball.
Picture a tiny little snowball at the top of a large hill. It gets bigger and bigger as it rolls downhill.
Your money is like that snowball. As you pay off your debts, you have more money to pay off more debt even faster. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.